This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, including in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming online, also via the satellite. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us wherever they're listening to us from, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our roughnecks working on the oil race all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra. William and the gang up there between Montana and Wyoming and the Canadian border. And our Aramco oil worker friends in Saudi Arabia, too. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And finally, don't forget the Merchant Marine guys and gals that are out there, too. We appreciate them being tuning into the show. All right, here he is, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the program tonight with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention headquarters in Atlanta reporting that it may have identified the first community spread instance of the coronavirus here in the United States in your state, California.
That's right, Captain. That's happening in Northern California, and it is the first instance of a community spread infection of the COVID-19 or the coronavirus, as we know it as well. Now, community spread means that they don't know where the source of the infection came from. Now, up to this point, there's some 60 other cases that we have in the United States, but all of those cases can be tracked back to either they traveled abroad or they came in close contact with somebody who had traveled, for example, to China in these cases, or they were aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship, etc. So the very fact that we have a case now that we don't know where this came from, there's nothing obvious, at least at this point, this is very, very concerning because it means that, you know, this is hitting another step, unfortunately.
Now, this news was coming as President Trump was holding a news conference where he had his entire public health team there, if you will, in an effort to offer reassurance about the nation's rapid response to the growing global health threat. And we do have a response, and we've had it. And what say you to all of this?
Well, I was watching the president's press conference earlier yesterday, and I thought it was very informative for one thing. I think it was good the president's getting out in front of this in terms of where the United States is. He had many, as you said, of his health team there in order to explain and make sure that Americans understand that, number one, generally speaking, the risk to Americans is very low. However, that being said, you know, we have to be ready. We have to begin to take precautions if necessary and be prepared for that. Just as you and I were talking on yesterday's program, Captain, you know, they're simply trying to make sure that people understand that if there is a next sort of phase of this, that America is going to be able to respond well. It's the same to me as like civil defense. We want to make sure that most people are protected as possible. But the president, again, also likened it to the idea that, you know, even during cold and flu season, which we're in, you know, do the same thing that you would normally do, namely wash your hands a lot, don't try to come into contact with people who are sick. You know, obviously people who are sick might want to stay home from work, go to the doctor, these kinds of things. But the COVID-19 is a much worse kind of strain of this, and, of course, it has a larger death percentage, which is very, very concerning.
Now, the other thing is Chuck Schumer, the president, wanted $2.5 billion for research and development and things to help out with this coronavirus problem. And Chuck Schumer says, no, we want $8.5 billion to fight the coronavirus.
Right. Well, the president addressed some of that in a news conference as well. He said he thought that the amount of money that they're calling for right now from the administration is sufficient, but said he understood that Senator Schumer was calling for a great deal more. The president was not closed off to that idea, but said at least at this point they believe that they have prepared properly and the money that's being spent is sufficient. But I think he left that door open. And of course, it's so unfortunate. We see sort of a political angle here. You got to wonder, are people making calls to spend a lot more money or at least call for more money as some kind of a political angle?
And the U.S. is currently testing a possible coronavirus treatment on humans. They've got a couple of vaccines that have popped up, and they're definitely working very quickly on trying to get something done there.
Exactly, yeah. To say it's on the fast track would be an understatement, because these kinds of vaccines sometimes, from what I've heard, Captain, can take up to 10 years in some cases. And we're dealing with something that is like a common cold, but this is very, very different, of course, in how it's spreading.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and here comes the music up in my ear. Perfect timing and a great spot to take a break. And, folks, we're going to take that break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this possible coronavirus treatment on humans. We'll tell you also what the New York Police Department is doing and a couple of other big cities, and then we'll move on to some other things. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is being brought to you by the Relief Factor folks. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. Heard from them on Monday, and they're doing well, and they're thanking everybody for buying the product and believing in them, because we're doing quite well, and they're doing quite well, and they really appreciate everybody that's getting some relief finally from the pain they're suffering. Because if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, and you've been taking stuff to try to get rid of it, and it's not working, then I implore you to check out Relief Factor. Because if you've got arthritis pain, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, and just general pain altogether, this product will help you. Now, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. And with that, you'll find out that you take 3 a day to begin with for the first week, and then you take 2 a day after that. And within the second week, possibly sooner than that, certainly no longer than the third week, you'll know whether or not Relief Factor will work for you. And they tell me that 80% of the people that sign up for it stay on it, and that's a good thing. So just remember to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the Relief Factor there. And remember, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start, and you'll wind up with some sort of relief. For sure. I've been on it for 3 years and 10 months. I wouldn't be talking about this if it didn't work for me. And I do take it religiously, and it does work for me. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we want to talk about, and we just did, that there's testing going on right now for a coronavirus treatment. There has been some early success reported with it, so they're speeding up the process that would normally take a year and a half or two or three or whatever to see if they can't get this product out onto the market sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, the New York Police Department is handing out gloves, face masks and wipes to city cops ahead of the expected coronavirus spread in New York City. And that's a good thing because we have what we call an AMBU kit or a travel bag we take with us. And we've usually got all sorts of stuff in that. I know I've got a mask, a professional mask similar to one that they're telling everybody to get. And, of course, I've got the handy wipes that we have there to wipe your hands. You know, when you go to wash them, this is like a sanitizing thing that you use as well. And it's just the little things we have to do now to make sure that we don't spread this virus. And one of them is, and I shouldn't have to remind everybody, but one of them is to wash your hands after you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly right. And wash your hands throughout the day. And because, again, especially if you're traveling through, you know, heavily trafficked public places, your exposure just for the regular flu or any other illness that is transmitted in that way is heightened, of course. And so, of course, what we're seeing now, too, Captain, is we understand that some U.S. cities are starting to bristle at the idea that coronavirus patients would be housed in their city. In fact, there's something going on right now. We understand, right, hop, skip, and a jump from where I am, in a city called Costa Mesa here in Southern California, where some coronavirus people could be housed. And so there's a lot of pushback going on and things like that. So as this develops, we're going to see more of this kind of thing, because there could be a stigma attached, and so before this gets out of control, prevention is the key, for real.
Now, we are talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and Kyle, you said it's warm out there today for you?
Yeah, it was in the high 70s today. It's supposed to be in the 80s tomorrow, but that's because we've had a little mild Santa Ana wind condition, a high wind condition out in the Inland Empire, but we're getting it here closer to the coast as well.
Well, we're getting a cold front down here in Florida. It's 58 degrees right now here in the Tampa Bay area where I'm at. It's going to drop down probably about another 7 or 8 degrees by morning, and then tomorrow night and the next night we're going to have lows in the 40s, and highs will be barely up into the low 60s for a couple of days, maybe 3 days, so we're getting our share of winter again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got this for a little while. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more cool.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the Trump campaign, because they are suing the New York Times over the Russia story, and there's a large amount of money at stake here. Now, they're not telling, I heard their attorney being interviewed, they're not telling what the amount of money is, but they definitely are going after the New York Times to credit their sources to where they came up with this cock and bull New York, the Russia story that got everything started with the dossiers and all that stuff.
Well, and to some degree, you know, can you blame them for wanting to do that kind of thing? Because especially, Captain, we went through what was a 2.5, almost 3 years
of the
Mueller report, waiting for that to come out. And even so, even after all of that's been debunked by the Mueller report, you still have some people, even celebrities on TV on their talk shows, saying things like, you know, Russia, you know, got Trump elected, or they installed him as president, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a difference between journalism and some of the rank attacks that were simply going on against Donald Trump. So something like this helps to bring that to light and hopefully makes, you know, kind of like what we saw with CNN with the young men there, you know, and how they were portrayed and vilified by, you know, by their reporting, which was not accurate.
Now, something else yesterday, the Second District Appellate Court, Court of Appeals, backed President Trump in his sanctuary cities grants fight. They had put that on hold, and other, and a couple of other courts had put that on a stay to where he couldn't do what they were doing by going in and going after the illegals that are being held in the jails and then putting them in custody and then deporting them and all that stuff, which is something they should have been doing. But this second court of appeals said, nope, okay, the federal government's okay to go. And it looks like as if what we got now is that this is on a fast track to the Supreme Court.
Oh, it's absolutely on a fast track to the Supreme Court. It goes back to the 2017 policy where President Trump wanted to withhold the federal funds for these different cities that declare themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants and then won't cooperate with law enforcement. Now, I think there was discussion about if the money had already been earmarked in the current budget, that might be one thing. But certainly following that, subsequent budgets, as far as I know, the president could withhold that money, and that's what the second U.S. District Court of Appeals said. But you're right. It'll go to the Supreme Court, and chips are going to fall where they may on that.
You familiar with Maricopa County in Arizona?
Somewhat, yeah.
Is it that Phoenix?
It may be, yeah.
All right. It's where Sheriff Joe was the sheriff, remember?
Oh, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he's running again, actually, to be a sheriff there again. But anyway, Arizona's most populous county, which is Mariposa County, now is a gun sanctuary county.
Yeah, I heard something about that. See, that's interesting. It is a play on other areas that say, okay, look, you know, we're gonna, if you guys are sanctuary city, we can be a Second Amendment sanctuary city. But it's interesting, of course, because the Second Amendment is actually defined in the U.S. Constitution, so maybe they have a little bit better leg to stand on.
And also, yesterday in Milwaukee at the Coors Miller Brewery, however they say it, Miller Coors or whatever, there was a shooting there. A disgruntled workman went in there and shot and killed five of his compadres, plus killed himself, or he was killed. I don't know if he shot himself or what the deal was. And then some other people were wounded yesterday.
Yes, very, very sad. A 51-year-old Milwaukee man, he was dead at the scene from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound after he killed the others. And that scene unfolded for quite some time, Captain. There was a large campus. Over 1,000 people worked there, spread over some 20 buildings, and it took the police a little while, understandably, to clear each building and account for everyone. But at this hour, Captain, all those who were not involved in the shooting are now accounted for, and so that's at least some good news coming out of that.
Yeah, and again, it's just one of those situations where, you know, don't blame the gun, blame the shooter.
Exactly right. As far as I know, the gunman was let go or discharged and then came back and did this horrible, horrible act.
Yeah, we hear about this quite frequently.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and that's at the Molson Coors Brewing Campus there in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and that's where that used to be the original Miller Brewery before it got bought by Coors and
right.
Molson.
Right, exactly. And so, of course, an enormous outpouring there in the city of Milwaukee, the mayor coming out and speaking and the police being there. It was a very sad scene.
All right, well, hold that thought. And folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we do, we're going to talk about Mayor Pete. We're going to talk about Jesse Jackson. We're going to talk about Russia and Turkey. And then we've got a bonus on Nancy Pelosi. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Multiple people have been killed in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewing Company campus in Milwaukee. Here's Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barry.
But again, it is a horrible, horrible day for the employees here. It is a very rough day for anybody who is close to this situation. But I just wanted to let you know what I know. Again, there are multiple people who have died, I believe including the shooter.
President Donald Trump addressed the shooting before speaking at the White House, saying, "Our hearts break for them and their loved ones. We send our condolences. We'll be with them. It's a terrible, terrible thing." The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has reported at least 7 were killed, including the shooter. Major U.S. stock indexes closed mostly lower, extending the market's heavy losses for the week. The S&P 500 fell for the 5th straight day, with worry about economic fallout from the virus outbreak that originated in China. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the Ward Al Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com, the website, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, here's the deal. They can insure the car or the truck that you're driving. They also can insure your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, and they can help you out by covering your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the GEICO Insurance Agency nearest you or directly online at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, you can go to GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get a rate there or find out where your local agent is. Either way, check them out because they will save you money just like they have me. Now, Saturday, I want to remind everybody that I will be at Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan at US 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, and I'm going to be there handing out my $500 coupons, which means, guess what? You want to buy a car, you want to buy a truck, new or pre-owned, you get $500 off the vehicle of your choice. All you need is the coupon that I'll give you, and then you go make your best deal and away you go. But that's the way it works, and hopefully we'll see you. I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday this weekend. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Mayor Pete and his aides are saying that they say that they have a path past the Super Tuesday, March 3rd, that's possible, but they say it's going to be a little bit tricky. Now, the thing of it is what they're talking about is they just got $100,000 from the LBGTQ, whatever it is, out there in California, gave them $100,000.
That's right. That's right. And Buttigieg has been able to raise a lot of money, even last year. I think he raked in some $75 million or something like that. It will be likely a tricky path after Super Tuesday if it goes Bernie Sanders' way, which a lot of people are sort of expecting at this point. Campaigns are always going to say something like that. I mean, even Joe Biden's going to probably say, I still got a path, even if Bernie Sanders does really, really well. But they're going to have to actually see what the hand writes on the wall for them following that and whether or not they can keep going. But certainly, I think that what's going on in the Democrat Party right now, Captain, is they are absolutely terrified, as we've been talking about, that Bernie Sanders is going to get that nomination. Now, while we'll hear, I think, some lip service to that, oh, yes, we'll support the nominee, et cetera, et cetera, I think that, again, they're terrified that this is going to mean that people are going to either stay home, people are not going to come out and vote. And actually, Michael Bloomberg said one thing in the debate yesterday, which was actually pretty interesting. He said, can you imagine any moderate Republicans ever going and voting for Bernie Sanders? I mean, at least that's coming out somewhat in the open now. But this is a big problem, and Buttigieg is going to want to hang on as long as he can, hoping that he'll be the one that they pick.
Well, I'm going to play what Bernie had to say about Cuba, and then I'm going to tell you that what he said wasn't exactly correct. Here we go.
But on this issue of the potential political peril you and Democrats could suffer in Florida, Congresswoman Donna Shalala said, come on down to Miami and meet with the people who have been affected by his regime. Would you be willing to do that and hear them out?
I go all over the country, of course. Cuba is a dictatorship. I've said that 8 million times. But that does not mean to say, as Obama pointed out, that even under a dictatorship, you could teach people to read and to write, that you could provide health care to all people.
Now, when Fidel Castro came to power, the first thing that he did was disband and shut down a bunch of schools. He didn't teach people to write. He didn't teach people to learn. He shut down the schools, got rid of a lot of the textbooks, and converted things over to Marxism, because that's what he taught the people. And what when Bernie talks about teaching people to read, he neglects to tell anybody about that.
Well, right. They would want them to read communist propaganda.
That's right.
Exactly. So that they can control the people and indoctrinate the people. And I think there's an interesting...
And it was the kids they were going after, because they knew if they got control of the kids, the rest would be easy.
That's right. Well, for example, Hitler Youth. I mean, it's the same principle applied. I think it's interesting, Captain, that, you know, Bernie Sanders is trying to say, well, dictators do good things, and we should say when they do good things. And of course, all of this is sort of wink-wink about President Trump, because he's tried to develop a good relationship with Kim Jong-un. But the difference is, President Trump doesn't think that the North Korean system is something that really could apply here. We could bring to the United States, but everything about, and so when he tries to butter up, as it were, the North Korean dictator, he's trying to get something out of them. But in Bernie Sanders' case, he actually believes, from what we can tell, that, you know, hey, if we could just bring Fidel Castro's system over here, it would all be good.
All right, hold on a second. We've got a caller. Let's see who we got here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, this is Jim calling from Tampa. I was hoping that you two can help me out. At this point, we're kind of at the what-if stage, and what if Bernie Sanders or some of the other one or two frontrunners wins? Who would they pick for a vice president to balance things out? Would they go out of the current group? Or I can't really, my wildest imagination, think of who Sanders would pick that could even anything out, or even Biden.
All right. We'll answer it for you.
What do you guys think?
We'll answer it for you. Okay. Thanks, Jim. Well, Kyle, remember Kamala Harris?
Oh, yeah.
Her name has come into the mix several times for vice president. Now, Biden talked about her. Bernie Sanders didn't. But let's see. Who was the other one that did? Steyer did. Brought her name up. So her name would be in the mix, Kamala Harris. It's possible that Elizabeth Warren could be, because that may be the reason why she's hanging on, even though she's going nowhere, is because she wants to be considered for vice president. Elizabeth Warren does sort of get along with Bernie Sanders, and she does sort of get along with Joe Biden. Now, Mayor Buttigieg, who I don't think is going to be around, but if he was, I have no idea where he would go. Do you?
No, I really don't at this point, but Bernie Sanders is sort of an odd duck in all of this as well.
Well, he'd love to have AOC.
Well, sure.
But she's not old enough.
She's not old enough, that's right. So I think she would be his first choice, to be honest, in a perfect world if she was old enough. But I think that it's hard to find a good fit out there with the possible exception of Elizabeth Warren. But here's the thing. If he were to pick Elizabeth Warren, Elizabeth Warren would say, I have a lot of ideas and I have a lot of support of my own, so I'm going to bring a lot to this administration. I'm going to be very active. But if Bernie Sanders picks somebody else, maybe a governor, somebody else who hasn't been in this mix already, they say to themselves, hey, thank you, Bernie Sanders, for making me vice president.
And then there's Deval Patrick, who would be a possibility. All right, well, let's continue on here. Jesse Jackson yesterday. Jesse Jackson, haven't heard from him in a while. He came out and he said Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren want to make the U.S. a lot like Denmark. Now, the reason that comes into play is because what's Denmark famous for right now?
Socialism, yeah.
Yeah, and, of course, the medical treatments they have there and providing for the people and a guaranteed income and all that. But you know all that, right?
Right. Yeah,
yep,
like Medicare for all, national health care, basically.
Yeah. Now, we need to talk briefly about Russia and Turkey, because they are continuing to bomb and shell Idlib, which is pretty much where a lot of the people were told to go when they were moved out of the cities, other parts of Syria. They were said, well, Idlib's a good place where you can go and you won't need to be bothered. And now they're being bombed, they're being shelled, artillery going in there. It's quite a bloodbath that's going on. And they're ignoring the U.S. call for a ceasefire there in Syria. They're just bombing away and firing away.
That's right. Out of the 900,000 people that have been displaced since late last year, some 500,000 of them are estimated by the United Nations to be children. So, yes, so this is a very, very big issue that is going on right now. Yeah.
And finally, Nancy Pelosi has urged Democratic unity as Bernie Sanders is surging and appears to be going to be the front runner right after these elections coming up, these primaries coming up.
Yeah, well, she could show some leadership by saying, hey, we're not a socialist country. We should probably elect somebody who at least wouldn't be like Bernie Sanders, but she's not brave enough to do that.
Remember, she's the one that came out and said that the Democrats were not socialists.
Right.
All right, how do we hear your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, folks, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Kyle.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, I'll be back in just a couple of minutes, right after this break, with our Truckers Highway and Byway report. And we've got blizzard conditions tonight up here in the Northeast. We'll tell you about it. It's going to get worse. It's going to be a bad day to be on the New York Thruway.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, now it's time for our Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot in Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you.
Yeah.
That's a little Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes from back in the day. And I'll tell you what, 1975. Yeah, buddy, 1975. And that was when they had the bell bottoms and all that stuff out. And I can remember dancing in the nightclubs back then, having a good old time. But anyway, it was what it was. Alrighty, here we go. Are you ready? A powerful winter storm is organizing near the eastern Great Lakes and will slowly, over the next 2 days, lift its way into southeastern Canada over those next 2 days. However, with it will come heavy snow, gusty winds, and it will absolutely wallop areas from western and upstate New York into northern New England with 1, 2, 3 feet of snow or more. Now, this is extremely dangerous because blizzard-like conditions are existing right now for today, tonight, tomorrow, all the way up through the areas where I'm about to tell you. Now, extremely heavy lake effect snow will pound areas downwind of the Great Lakes, especially off Lakes Erie and Ontario. Now, we've got a blizzard warning up right now for just east of Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way to Buffalo, New York, along I-90, and the western part of New York State, right there, down through Fredonia and Dunkirk. Then we'll have snow, because of the way the wind's blowing, we'll have snow, general snow, across all the way to Syracuse and to Utica. However, once you go north of Syracuse up I-81, starting in Oswego County and going up all the way to Jefferson County, Watertown, there'll be another blizzard warning up there. All the way through the Tug Hill Plateau of the Adirondack Mountains, we'll have snow in the Lake George area all the way up to the Canadian-Quebec line on the way to Montreal on 87, the Northway. There'll also be snow, but not as heavy, from Ripley, New York, all the way back through Erie, all the way back to Toledo, Ohio, along the lake, I-90, that includes Cleveland. And then there'll be snow going down 75 from Toledo to Dayton. Up in Michigan, there'll be some snow along the lee shore of Lake Michigan through there. Northern Indiana, you're going to get it, Dave. It looks like you're going to get some of the lake effect snow there where you're at. In addition, the mountains of West Virginia, of Pennsylvania, of Virginia, down into North and South Carolina in the mountains, there will be snow as far south as there. It'll be just a few inches, a dusting, if you will, but it'll be lake effect snow coming off the lake going that far down. That's how strong these winds are. They're going to be pushing these bands of snow, these squalls coming through. Then up in New England, you have a blizzard warning for all of northern New Hampshire and all of Maine, because of the way that the snow is going to be going and the way the wind is going to be set up going in that direction. You've got a lot of windy conditions tonight in New York where it's not snowing yet. You've got a lot of windy conditions across Pennsylvania where it's not snowing yet. A lot of windy conditions in central Indiana, in eastern Tennessee, and in parts of North Carolina, Virginia, South Carolina, Georgia, northern Georgia, again, where it's not snowing yet or doing anything else, but it could be. As the day progresses, and very cold temperatures now have gone as far deep into the south as Miami, where they'll be wearing coats today, I guarantee you, because right here where I'm at right now, the temperatures have dropped considerably since yesterday, and we knew that was going to happen. So that's no big surprise there, and I'm going to just take a look here. It's down about 20 degrees from where it was earlier today. Right now it's 58 degrees and the wind is blowing, and it looks like as if it's going to drop down into the 40s by morning, and then that's not going to be the cold night. We're going to have a couple of cold nights down here in Florida, but there is a freeze warning for all of southeast Georgia to include Valdosta, and all of North Florida to include Jacksonville all the way over to Lake City, and it looks like to Jasper, and it looks like down to Gainesville. A freeze warning there. Now, there are some riptide currents tonight along the Gulf, again, because of the way the wind is pulling itself up the East Coast. Also, you've got some fog tonight going across I-10 and going down towards the valley, down towards Laredo. There's some fog headed in that direction. There, we've got a little bit of snow, not much, a little bit of snow still hanging around up there in Montana, north of Wyoming, and it's right there along the line from the just west of Rapid City for about 75 miles or so, just a general little snow in that area. But keep in mind that for the next couple of days, the northeastern part of the U.S., and in particular the New York Thruway, is going to be a real mess with the blizzard warning that's up and the snow that they're going to get. Plus, when this first dusting of snow goes through, then the lake effect machine is going to come in full bore over the next day and a half or two after that. And again, they're calling for several feet of snow in some of these areas, so you'll have to be cognizant of that. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center or Flying J. Talked to my friend Patrick yesterday, and he had stopped by a Pilot up on, let's see, where was it? It was, over east going towards Orlando. And it was on an exit. He saw it, and he heard me talking about it, so he decided to pull in there and find out what it was all about. And he says, "You won't believe this." I said, "Won't believe what?" He said, "It had an Arby's in it." I said, "Well, that's not bad, is it?" He says, "No." So the gas was reasonably priced. He said there were a lot of trucks there. Obviously, you would expect that because it is a truck stop, and they have in the travel center they got there, they have quite a good-sized parking lot there. But you're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or even a Dunkin' Donuts in some of these Pilot travel centers. And, of course, with the Flying J's, you'll find the sit-down Denny's or the Huddle House or the Moe's Southwest Grill in them. And the bigger ones will also have a smaller place in it, too, like maybe a Pizza Hut or a Subway or a Taco Bell to go along with what they got, or even the Dairy Queen, for that matter, full-service Dairy Queen. But check them out. Pilot and Flying J, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because when you go in there on the third watch while the program's on, you will get a free cup of coffee if you tell them the captain sent you. It's just that simple. So wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, if you need a break, stop in there and grab yourself a free cup of coffee. All right, Captain's America third watch rolls along. Hour number two coming up right after the news and weather. And your local stations get a chance to pay a few bills. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.